opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
And we're back on this Tuesday, 5 minutes after the hour. And, of course, you know, you hear all of the gobbledygook on the mainstream media news, and you're wondering what in the Hades is going on. What could these people be thinking? Specifically, I'm talking about the people that were out buying homes last month. Because, see, now what Redfin, they're kind of like the cheerleader in the real estate industry out there. They're cheering for everybody because existing home sales went up a point and a half month over month in October. Largest monthly gain since January of 2022. And, of course, the reason is because the interest rates went down. And because the interest rates went down to 6.08 for the week ending September 26th, everybody ran to their local mortgage broker and got a securitized mortgage and bought another house or whatever. And see, all of a sudden, then it went way back up again. And, of course, one of the agents in St. Louis, Stacy Mayfield, who's a Redfin premier real estate agent, not all buyers who came off the sidelines actually locked in a rate. So now they're saying, well, wait, I'm getting quoted 7% when I thought I was going to get 6. And see, everybody's backing off the marketplace now. But hey, you know, Trump got elected, so don't worry. The savior will, no. You don't understand. Congress has no control. And this is their own damn fault. They have no control over interest rates whatsoever. No, it's the Fed that controls the interest rates. Hey, you want to borrow more of our fiat currency? Well, you pay. You know, borrow. This is what Democrats are famous for. Biden pledged $4 billion to the World Bank Fund for poorest countries. I mean, seriously, this pledge significantly exceeds the $3.5 billion committed in the previous International Development Association replenishment round in December of 21 when he was still president. He had just started his presidency. Now he goes down to the Amazon and gives away another $4 billion of our money that he doesn't have to give away. Seriously. See, this is what happens when you let the nutballs out of the White House and they go roaming the world giving away our tax dollars. I mean, who's going to pay for all these things? My mom always said you can't buy your enemies. You can't buy your friends either. Well, that's what this country has done over and over and over again, giving people money to buy friendship. And then what do? Stab us in the back. I mean, seriously, look at the shape of the world now. We're supposed to go out and play World Cop. Everybody's here trying to worry about whether they're going to, you know, get the mortgage rates down to 4%. I mean, they don't care about world wars. They don't want world wars. They just want peace and quiet. If they get a mortgage, they don't want to get a mortgage that they don't know who actually loaned them the money, if in fact they did. I've told you before that you're not the borrower when you go to the closing table in a securitized mortgage. No, you're not the borrower. Huh? You know, people are sitting there going, huh? Doing a Scooby-Doo, you know? It's unfortunate. People don't understand how this system works. They go borrow from Wall Street investors, folks. That's what all these mortgage brokers are doing. You are nothing but a third-party accommodation to a mortgage transaction. And here everybody's always worried about what the mainstream media news says about, well, interest rates and this and that and the other. Now, I mean, they're making so much money on Wall Street, they can take a $500,000 mortgage and make $7 million off it in securities because they keep selling it over and over and over again. And then, of course, you fall victim to it, and the first time you go into default, they foreclose and take your property. And if you put 20% down, which a lot of people are forced to do, well, there's all your equity gone. See what I mean about all? I mean, this is just a sample. Here we got world wars going on. It looks like World War III is going to happen. Deep state's really trying to force it. I mean, they got, what, 2 months now? See, the January 20th, you know, when they swear Trump in, You know, here it is the 19th, and November's got 30 days, so we've got 2 months before the swearing-in that the Democrats can wreak havoc. And that includes the administration, the DOJ, the weaponized DOJ, all these people. I mean, they're running loose, running amok. The vicious Venezuelan prison gang Tren de Aragua has now expanded its territory into 16 states at least. You want to know which ones they are? You know, because the there's unclassified law enforcement sensitive stuff that's been released challenging law enforcement. And of course, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Montana, and Wyoming, the most recent additions. The gang already has footholds in New York, New Jersey, California, Florida, Illinois, Georgia, Louisiana, Nevada, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Wisconsin, and Colorado. According to the latest releases, the gang has only increased its violent tendencies as it's spread. Because, see, you embolden these people when you let them get away with stuff. And, of course, as the population of Venezuelan nationals continues to increase, the potential for violent Tren de Aragua migrants is highly probable. In one run-in with a cutthroat gang in Virginia, cops in Fairfax County arrested three suspected members in August of last year for shoplifting. One of the suspects had a fake Venezuelan ID. All three had gang signature tattoos. The gang's members are targeting the D.C. area because they can travel with ease to nearby suburbs in Northern Virginia to carry out the thefts, the robberies, the assaults. And see, if you Congress people haven't noticed it yet, don't worry, it's coming soon to a county near you. In one case cited in the document released by the government, a suspected Tren de Aragua member withdrew $118,000 from a Florida bank account with a fraudulent check. Yeah, fraudulent check deposits, and wired the money to bank accounts in Venezuela before any fraud was detected. See how they're raping us? You know, financially, whatever. I mean, well, it's just fiat money. Don't worry. Yeah, but that's a book entry in somebody's bank account. It's unfortunate, isn't it? And of course, Wyoming is like, well, it's not that bad here. We got one guy, you know, as a possible Tren de Aragua member in Wyoming. He was just passing through and he was arrested. They're saying one sheriff says we haven't seen an increase in Venezuelan migrants in Wyoming, especially the criminal gang type. Give it time. This is one of the reasons why, you know, some of my listeners out there, I just got a text from one of them, and it said Donald Trump Jr.'s podcast, President-elect's son, incoming border czar Tom Homan. He was asked Tom Homan, this is Donald Trump Jr. asking Homan, what border and immigration-related action the public can expect to see on day one of the new Trump administration? Homan responded with three words, shock and awe. Shock and awe, he repeated with a smile. Homan, who served as the acting head of Immigrations and Custom Enforcement during the first Trump administration, has suggested he'd been waiting more than 2 years for this moment. So they're going to go out, and they're going to start rounding up these gang members. And they're not just going to use their own ICE forces. Nope. They're going to use all law enforcement available. They're going to use the military, and Trump is going to declare a national emergency. A national emergency. Now, this also means, understand what it means, because Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch wrote on social media that he heard reports. And he went to Truth Social and he said, I heard reports Trump was going to declare a national emergency and will use military assets to reverse the Biden invasion through a mass deportation program. On Monday, that would be yesterday, Trump reposted Fitton's remark on Truth Social responding, true. Of course, he didn't elaborate on the plans. You expect him to, really? Yeah, let's just tell the other side what our game plan is so they can stop it. How about that? Yeah, you really think people who are commenting about getting rid of the FBI and the ATF and everything else, you know, this is Gates, of course, if he gets confirmed as the DOJ, you know, getting rid of the agencies that people have come to understand are there to protect our national interests and security, but rather are going out and being weaponized. See, he wants to eliminate the weaponization. But in order to do that, you're going to have to clean house. That means you're going to have to shave the FBI and the BATF and that moron that got up there during the Malinowski hearings in front of his family and played dumb. Oh, we're still investigating. They know damn well what they did. They murdered a guy serving a search warrant, and it crashed in the guy's door. They didn't bother to wait. Shock and awe in reverse. Now they're going to use it on the rest of America. We'll be back to discuss what exactly they may do after these words. Stay with us.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour, and we were talking before we went to break about what might happen in this national emergency that's going to be declared. And, of course, Trump, J.D. Vance, Holman have argued the moves are going to improve the U.S. economy. Vance has specifically said it will drive down rent and housing prices. Now, how are they going to start this? This is what you want to know. You want to know, okay, are we going to be told, are we going to be locked down while they go after these people? No. No, they're not going to do that. You see, because all of these people that are coming into the country, I mean, there's the fentanyl overdose epidemic. We got to reduce that. We got shoplifting and crime. And I mean, these people, you know, like Roosevelt Avenue in Queens and whatnot, and their sex trafficking. This is Trend Aragua. And you see, it's not the guy that stabbed three people to death in New York City that just got let out of Rikers, you know. And of course, Eric Adams, well, that's sad. This justice system has failed us. No, you people are idiots up there. You don't know what to do to keep these people out, and you let them out on the street. And they get emboldened, and they go out and they commit crime. And the more you let them out, then they go do what they want. So the thing is, the first place that they're going to go is the workplace. So that means that if you look like an illegal immigrant, they're probably going to spot you, because this is part of what profiling is all about. I mean, everybody was all upset because they didn't like racial profiling. You know, that's not fair. You're probably, hey, you know, if you're dark-skinned, you look like Hispanic, you look like a Venezuelan. I mean, they're going to know who you are. I mean, half of these people that the border security, border patrol said, and they took notes on things. I mean, people came in here with phony IDs, folks. I mean, they're going to try to embed themselves into the infrastructure. They're literally going to try to hide themselves to keep from being seized so they can continue their activity. Now, I can tell you that those states that I just read that have been infiltrated with Trend Aragua, the very first thing they're doing is they're going to go after the criminal element. They got to take them out first, because we don't need the crime, and the criminal illegal immigrants are the ones that the Trump administration has said that they're going to prioritize, and they're going to go after Trend Aragua with a vengeance, and they're going to use the U.S. military to do it. And if Trend Aragua wants to get in a firefight with the U.S. military, well, they're all going to end up dead. That's just the way it is. And see, hopefully you will not be in the crossfire. Because Trend Aragua, I mean, you don't know what these people are going to do. You know, there's certain factions out there in the world that like to use the civilian population as human shields. I'm not going to name names and who they are and what they do. You know, I don't have to tell you that. You're smart enough to figure it out. But you see, the thing is that anybody, it doesn't matter. You're running around. If you don't have your papers in order, yeah, your papers. If you don't have your papers in order, we're going to have Stalag 13 in the United States, you know. Again, 30 days in the cooler. Shut up, Clink. Jenna Burkhalter. Yeah. I got to make light of it. See, because people, I don't want you to be scared. Just understand that if you look like a U.S. citizen, they probably won't bother you. No, they're going to go into the areas of the country where law enforcement has already recognized through this, you know, media unclassified document release. They're going to go into areas that they know. And, of course, you got Michelle, the mayor of Boston, that says that she's not going to help the Trump administration do anything. She's going to get in their way. I say arrest Michelle Wu and charge her with obstruction. Because if the illegals came into the country and they're committing crimes, then they need to go back where they came from, in a body bag or otherwise. And if Wu can't stop this nonsense and refuses to help, then she needs to be arrested and charged with obstruction. That'll straighten out some of these Democratic mayors and governors and whatnot when they get in your way. Just arrest them. It's obstruction. I mean, hell, look what they did to all the people at J6. So why not? Why not start arresting people? If Congress wants to get in their way, arrest them too. Start rounding up some of these senators and put them in Gitmo for a while. I mean, I'm sure everybody would like to see that. But you see, here's the problem with all these Senate confirmations out there and what Trump intends to start doing, deporting these criminal illegal immigrants. You know, these guys aren't going down without a fight because you've already let them in the country. You've already emboldened them. And so you're putting all of our military and National Guard and police and law enforcement and Border Patrol, whatever, ICE, you know, Homan and all of his clan, as the borders are, you're basically putting them all in harm's way because these guys are heavily armed and you're going to have to go into apartment complexes like the one in Aurora, Colorado, or the one in Queens, and you're going to have to go in and do basically a house-to-house search and take these people out. And if they turn a weapon on you, you're going to have to shoot them and things are going to get ugly. I just want you to know these people are not going out without a fight. They're not going to just drop their weapons and surrender, folks. They're too emboldened to do that. Just think about it. I mean, they allowed you to come into the country and you're making all this money out of committing frauds and shoplifting and sex trafficking and you're doing all this stuff and selling fentanyl to your kids. And you just want to go out there and hang out with these folks and think it's all wonderful. No, I don't think you really do. But see, the thing is you have to understand that when you see military presence in your area, you are going to have to slow down and think about what the outcome will be if you happen to get in the line of fire. So if you see military vehicles pull up, you best, you know, get your ID, your valid ID out of your pocket and have it handy. Because if you get stopped, you're going to have to prove you're a U.S. citizen. And I hope to God you speak English, because if you don't, you're liable to get tagged. And don't be surprised if they start picking up people that are actual legal immigrants in this country, detaining them and asking them questions. Don't be surprised if during a national emergency, you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Because, I mean, this is what happened during COVID. Remember the lockdowns? Remember what happened when you went out there and you didn't have a legitimate reason to be out? You got arrested. Oh, I opened my salon. You know, this is what Shelley and Luther did in Texas. You know, well, the governor said you can, you know, the governor's an idiot. You know, I'm sorry, Abbott. Abbott! Yeah. Abbott and Costello, remember those two? Yeah. Comedians? Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, see, the problem is they bought into the lie, and they're as much to blame as the government. Because the government says, oh, we got to lock it down. This is why Birx and Fauci need to hang from the end of a rope. Look how many businesses went under as a result of this. And now, see, people have said, look, I mean, Trump is the lesser of two evils. We have to elect him because we can't stand four more years of this caca. So now all these Biden-era immigration orders are going to get reversed on day one, and the military is going to be out in full force. They're going to activate all the National Guards. They're going to tell them, arm yourselves to the teeth and go out up to these people and start rounding them up. Put them in leg irons if they don't want to cooperate. And if they point a gun at you, shoot them. I mean, that's it. You're not there. This is not a hands behind your back kind of thing like Iraq and Afghanistan where you go in there with one hand tied behind your back. Oh, no. No, this is going to be, if you turn a weapon on us, we're going to shoot you. So Trinidad-Aragua, they're going to rid this country of all the criminal element first. You know, all those punks that beat up the two cops in New York City that thought they were all that, plus a bag of chips. They're going to go after them, too. They're going to round up all those people. Anybody with a criminal record, they're going to get them out first. And then they're going to start looking in the mainstream for people that are trying to hide. So that's what's going to happen. A lot of them are going to go into hiding. The innocent ones, especially, they'll go into hiding. They'll try to hide in plain sight, but it'll happen mostly in the major cities because that's where most of them are. Now, once they do that, then it's going to spread into the countryside and they'll start invading the smaller towns. And I'm just talking about the military, the National Guard. I'm talking about law enforcement. I mean, if you're driving around in a very nice car and you're white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, they probably are going to figure that out. I mean, that's the look that I got. Remember 9/11, I was stranded in El Paso. They had to rent a car for me because I was there for a cancer fundraiser. I was performing. And they had to rent a car for me, and I drove to San Antonio from El Paso and had to go through a border checkpoint at Van Horn. Everybody who's been down I-10 knows about that checkpoint. And there's all these guys with M-16s, you know, and they're looking at you as you drive through the checkpoint. And they just wave you on because, oh, it's a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. He's not going to do anything. He's not the kind of person we're looking for. Folks, that's called profiling. I mean, it is what it is. And seriously, I mean, if they're going to have this going on, I mean, this is very important to recognize. Because we got 2 months before this stuff starts, and you better be ready. Because all these people out there that can, you know, that don't speak English, well, they're being communicated within their own language and being told, hey, in 2 months, you better watch your back because he's going to have the military out after you. And he's going to stop this fentanyl overdose epidemic. He's going to go after anybody that deals drugs. I mean, literally, he's going to find out if they're not here legally. I mean, if they're here illegally, they're going out of the country. And if they're going to fight them, they're going out in a body bag. Just the way it is. And if you happen to be in the line of fire and you think you're cool and you want to stop all this, oh, you can't do this. See, who would you expect to get in the United States government's way of enforcing the law? If Biden let everybody in here illegally, that's the first thing you have to assume is that all these illegal immigrants were invited here by Biden and he let them all in. And he knew they were criminals when they came into the country and he let them in anyway. Now he's committing treason on the American people. They're supposed to protect us. That's what the general welfare is all about. But you've let all these criminal element into the country, Senor Joe? Jeez, if that's not treason, I don't know what is. You know, I wonder if they're going to prosecute him. Oh, he's just an old man. He's lost his marbles. Oh, yeah, he just gave away $4 billion of our money. See, this is the kind of garbage we got to put up with for the next 2 months before the mass roundup begins. We'll be back after the news break with more news and your phone calls. 208-216-6100 is the number to call if you want to chime in on what we're talking about here in the Krieger Files. Be back after the news.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
35 after the hour, we were talking before we went to break about what you can expect to happen once the border czar Tom Homan, former acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director, that's ICE, 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 baby. Yep, you can, this is what's going to happen, what we can expect. One of the things that they're going to do, they want to prioritize public safety and national security threats, all right? So what's going to happen here? Everybody loves this cheap labor, right? I mean, guys that want, you know, contract workers out there that pay them cash for less than whatever, than the average work wage, they want to pay them cash under the table because, you know, what do? They drive to the Home Depots and the Lowe's and all the places where these illegal immigrants hang out in the morning. You ever do that? You ever watch people drive by and pick up illegal immigrants and people that look like they're illegal immigrants looking for work because they got to have money to eat, and then they take them to the workplace? And they have them do all this manual labor and they're paying them, you know, 10 bucks an hour when they're paying everybody else 30. Yeah. See, they like that idea. You know, they take advantage of it. They take advantage of these people that know they shouldn't even be in the first place. So you can imagine that the military is going to show up And they're going to start looking at the workplace. And see, the thing is if I was the guy that picked him up at the Home Depot, I would worry about being arrested. Because here you are harboring fugitives that are illegal immigrants. And if any of them, and you know they are because, you know, remember they always put on the ICE hats and they got the ICE body vests and everything else. And they go rushing in with guns. And then you see all the illegal immigrants and people that know damn well they're not supposed to be there start running away. You see, that's how they know, because the ones who actually are not illegals that have a right to be here, they're going to stand their ground. They're going to have their ID ready. That's what I'm telling you. You better have your ID out if you don't look like a U.S. citizen, and you better be prepared to identify yourself. Sorry. That's just what's going to happen. And if you're a Democrat that isn't in their right mind and you want to stand in the way, be prepared to be arrested for obstruction, or if there's a firefight and you want to be a human shield for these people, be prepared to be taken out because you're in the way. You should know better. Or either that, or you're going to be a wimp and you're going to run away and you're going to duck and hide, you know, duck and cover when the bullets start flying. Because these emboldened people that have guns that are in this country illegally, like Trendyaragua, you know, trust me, they've already got a good idea where these people are and they're targeted already. So if you're in an area like that, you best be prepared to show your identification if you don't look like a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. I hate to even have to say that. But you see, racial profiling has been going on ever since the USA Patriot Act started up. Now, I know a lot of you are going to say, Krieger, you're off base here. No, it's been happening well before that because we had water fountains for colored people. Yeah, we were profiling way back when too. I know. You know, you back of the bus. You know, Rosa Parks. Okay. You know, I get it. You know, we've been profiling because, see, we've been taught to hate. We can't walk in love. But see, you got all these people here that are actually robbing, stealing, shoplifting, and creating a problem. You got these people staying in $500 a night hotels. I'm like, come on, really? And you want to know why your rent is so expensive and why it's so hard to find a place to live and why our economy is on the outs? Well, you can thank Congress for that because they didn't stop Biden from importing all these people. And of course, the Democratic Congress people and senators are going to go, well, you had every opportunity to sign this bill. Oh, yeah, well, sent $60 million or whatever dollars to Ukraine. And Biden said, yeah, I could have closed the border if you would have signed the bill. You see the excuses they make up? That's got absolutely zero to do with the problem we have in America. They just want to fund wars because all these Congress people out there, like I said yesterday, they want to get rich so they invest in defense stocks because they know if that they get contracts, these people are going to be making money. And they're going to cash out while they're in Congress. They're taking advantage of it. You talk about insider trading? I mean, this is just nutty. But you can anticipate that the very first thing that's going to happen on day one, besides all those executive orders reversing what Biden did, possibly reinstating the Keystone Pipeline. My lovely wife and I were having a conversation this morning about how fast they could restart that pipeline. And if people have been told already, get ready because it's coming. I mean, how many people have been told about this? So, you know, we have to anticipate things happening in specific order. Besides the Senate confirmations, I mean, Trump gets in office, he gets sworn in day two because he gets sworn in at noon and then you got the inauguration and all the other garbage. And then when that's over on day two, all of a sudden, boom, they call it day one. Well, day one is, you know, a half day because swearing in is at noon on the 20th, right? And that's provided we don't have any interruptions on January 6th. How do we know we won't? We don't. Anybody who voted for Trump, see, nobody's complaining. Now they're all rejoicing. They're jumping up and down, swinging from the chandeliers, right? They love the idea that Trump's back in office or is going to be back in office. But see, the Democrats got 2 months left to wreak hell on Earth. Especially here in the United States, where we the people are affected. And if you think that the interest rates are going to come back down to 4%, you got another, no, it's not going to happen right away. It's going to take a long time. There's going to have to be some pressure put on the Fed. And this is one of the reasons why Trump has not picked a Treasury Secretary yet. Because those people, if he puts the right person in office and he doesn't put Scott Bessent in, because that guy's a hedge fund manager, if he puts anybody connected with the banking system in the driver's seat of the Treasury, we're going to have another 4 years of hell. If he puts somebody in there that doesn't like the central banks, that wants to audit the Fed, you know, I'm surprised he hasn't asked Ron Paul. Huh, wouldn't that be something? You know, why hasn't he asked Ron Paul? Because Ron Paul wants to do something that actually would benefit people to the extreme. He wants people that are actually going to, you know, do something, and Ron Paul would be that guy. He would immediately demand an audit of the Fed. And when we find out, you know, how much we've been screwed over and how much interest they're making, you see, but Congress can't do that. Congress won't allow half the stuff. The Senate won't allow it because they're making too much money, and that would be like, you know, breaking the piggy bank. That'd be taking away the goose that laid the golden egg. See, they know this once they get into Congress, how much money they're making. And we, the people, are foolish enough to keep electing these blowhards so they can get in the way of progress. And we, the people, we suffer. I mean, here we got the news reporting on how much people are spending for a brand new car. Why do we have to have a new car? You know, we didn't win on the Price is Right, folks. No, you became a slave to the rhythm when you went out and bought one, right? I think we need to look at the financial situation we personally are in and put the brakes on all of this. I mean, we already know that a lot of this garbage is, you know, forced us to watch how we spend our money. I'm talking about the garbage in Washington. And see, all these libtards that get in the mainstream media and start talking all this, oh, about the economy's doing really well, and no, they're lying to you, folks. You go to the grocery store and the gas pump and you're still getting raped, okay? 208-216-6100, going to the phones, the world according to Brady.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you?
Doing fine yourself, buddy.
Doing fabulous as always, just, you know, ramping up for day one.
You know, one thing is when all these people were released from the prisons in, like, Ecuador and Venezuela and Mexico, who was the guy that told the prison ward or whoever was looking after the cell cages to open them doors? That's the person that Trump needs to go after. And I got a feeling his name is Antonio Gutierrez. Good old Barack Obama's buddy. This guy has been in the hiding now for almost, what, 8-9 years? You never hear nothing about Gutierrez. You never hear nothing about Barack Obama. But behind the scenes, those guys are sitting down with dinner each night planning on how they can destroy the world. We need to go after that person specifically. Gutierrez, Obama, George Soros. We can go all down the line from there. But those three are the main people that are behind the demise of this world right now.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks for your call and chiming in that regard. Comment. If any of you think differently than what Brady just said, please give us a call at 208-216-6100. Phone lines are open. And here's the thing. While I understand the complexities of this, so does the administration, the future one. And knowing Tom Homan, as I do, we're closely connected in some regards. People I know him personally. And so... And he's been on the show before, so it's not like he doesn't know who I am. He knows who I am, okay? He's been a guest on my program. Understand that, you know, they're going to be very careful and strategic about the way they do this. And if you really want to see how the Democrats are behaving during the time that Trump takes office, watch what Obama's and Clinton's and everybody else that's still alive, watch them hunker down in their bunkers. I'm just using that as a phrase because it rhymes. You won't see them in public while this is going on. They don't want to get in the way because they know what's coming for them. Seriously. They get in the way, things could end up ugly. Be right back.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800 878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And we're back at 12 minutes to the hour here. Boeing, by the way, is doing another Boeing. They're going to lay off more than 2,500 workers. This was announced in the 8K. Folks, if you want to find out what's going on, just look at the SEC filings, right? The Securities and Exchange Commission requires that all of these major corporations that are publicly funded, that are part of the stock market, per se, they have to file what we call an 8K, which is a quarterly report that basically talks about the condition of the company. And Boeing, in their most recent one that just got filed, said that Washington, Oregon, South Carolina, and Missouri are going to be impacted. 2,200 layoff notices went to workers in Washington State, another 220 in South Carolina. And, of course, Missouri and Oregon affected by the U.S. plane maker's plan to cut 17,000 jobs or 10% of its global workforce. I guarantee you the strike did not help matters much. One other news of note here, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has finally issued an edict to all of these Democratic counties not to count undated ballots. Why did they do that? Well, because somebody's doing it. They got all the Democrats that are counting the ballots in Pennsylvania. Seriously. There was a head election judge, by the way, in Minnesota. This is Tim Walz's state now. He's been accused of allowing nearly a dozen people to cast ballots, even though they were not registered to do so. Shortly after Election Day, Timothy Michael Scouten, 64, of Nevis, was arrested after auditor Kay Rabe could not find voter registrations for 11 new voters who had cast ballots in the Bedora Township precinct in Hubbard County, which is about 175 miles north of Minneapolis. Minnesota is one of the 23 states that allow same-day voter registration so long as the prospective voters provide proof of residence, take an oath, complete an application. Yeah. Scouten was serving as the head election judge for the precinct. He should have had voter registration materials for each of those new voters. When questioned, Scouten allegedly said he couldn't locate the proper forms when Rabe found him. Scouten allegedly said he didn't use them. 2 days after the election, Rabe sent an email to the county attorney who started investigating and then busted this guy. So you see, the crackdown begins, folks. We cannot allow these people to try to steal their election. And you know they're going to start doing it. You know it's going to happen. Things are going to get weird. I mean, it's not over yet. Trump is not in office yet. 208-216-6100. Going to the phone lines. Patrice in Ohio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
So I didn't vote because I didn't participate in the nonsense, because I don't think it's elections. I think it's selections. And I think Trump has been just tapped on the shoulder to come in and do what he's supposed to do. And they've been getting us from either side for, I don't know, decades now. And they're going to take down everything. And he's a participant in it all.
Okay. And I can appreciate that.
And chances are he's probably going to see us through a government bankruptcy.
Well, we've been bankrupt since 1933.
No, but an official one.
Oh, you mean like a jubilee where everybody's debt gets forgiven? No. I don't know that I see that. I really don't, because I mean, you know, he doesn't want to hurt the banks. You know, like JFK did when he tried to put out $450 million worth of no-interest federal notes, which that got shelled as soon as Johnson took over.
Going to have to level the playing field between us and all the other countries' currencies, because
yeah, I know.
There's just no way.
Yeah, that's why Trump is embracing crypto.
Yeah, so he's part of the plan, and you need to listen to Susan Bradford. She's got some real dirt on him.
I mean, you love dirt, man. Who did he grow up now?
All his funding and where he's gotten millions and billions of dollars throughout his whole history.
Uh-huh.
And who really funds him. And who those people are. And
right.
She used to work for the Rothschild. So she got stuck into it naively, thinking she was doing a good thing, and then found out a little too late that it wasn't her gig. And she lost a lot of personal assets, relationships, blah, blah, blah. So she's got a story to tell. If you ever have the time to interview her or read up on some of her stuff.
Well, I'm making a note.
Have you listened to Victor Hugo Vaga?
Yes, I have. I have listened to Victor, yeah.
Okay, well, she did an interview with him on Friday on BitChute.
Okay, I'll dial in and take a look at it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, it's all part of the plan.
Yep, I appreciate that, and I appreciate there's a lot of people that think like you, Patrice, and that they stayed home because they thought the whole thing was a big waste of time, and I get that. And a lot of people that were, you know, just desperate went to the polls and they voted for Trump because he's the lesser of two evils and we got to do something to straighten it out.
A lot of people think that he's the savior. You know. What happened with 15 million votes?
Yeah, I don't know.
From 2020?
Yep. Well, we all know.
They're either dead from COVID, or it's a major sham in 2020, and why isn't Donald Trump pursuing that?
Well, we don't know that he's not. It's just that they haven't unzipped their fly all the way, so, you know, we know that. They can't just tell the other side, like I said earlier on the program, they can't just tell the other side what their intentions are, because if they do that, then, you know, the other side would be planning to a counteroffensive, and we certainly can't have that.
Yeah, but he should have been doing that in 2020.
Yeah, should have been. Could have, should have, would have. But, hey, you know, history does repeat itself. And, like I said, we're looking at a four-year cycle coming up if he's lucky to get there.
But it was part of the plan for him not to do that. Biden could get him and wreck it all on the left side.
Well, that's what he's done. A good job of wrecking it, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He gets lost in the forest last time I knew.
I know. Well, you know, but the one thing, Patrice, I am glad about, and that's that people woke up, that a lot of people woke up and realized, hey, we're being screwed. We can't have another 4 years of this stuff. I mean, a lot of people did, and they went to the poll, and they made their voices heard because they figured, look, we've got to do this, but we have to get ourselves in a position where
we
help election integrity. We need election integrity.
They've overplayed their hand because they've told us we can't question anything and we can't say anything about anything.
Right.
So
people don't like
their
that.
Yeah.
People don't like that. I appreciate your call, Patrice. I thank you for your call. See, there's a neutral zone right there that Patrice is in right now. She didn't vote because she thinks it's a waste of time. There are a lot of Americans that think like Patrice does, folks. I'm not discounting that. They don't think it matters whether they vote because unless you're two evils or otherwise, it's all part of the uniparty system. It's a big joke. It's a big waste of time. Nothing is going to change. They're looking inwards at their own backyard. They want to take the speck out of their own eye before they try to take it out of their brother's. It's a biblical principle. I mean, look, you know, everybody's got faults, okay? I'm not saying we all have faults, all of us, including me. And the thing is, my dad used to pat himself on the back all the time at the dinner table and tell me how perfect he was. And I go, yeah, right. You know, you see the logic and the thinking in the 50s and the 60s versus today and how people are. Now imagine you're surfing on the internet and you come in contact with Gemini. That's an AI program. And the Gemini program, after you start asking it so many questions, like this guy, Sumedha Reddy, who's obviously one of those guys. And he, after talking and 5,000 words of give and take, 5,000 words of give and take, all of a sudden the computer says, this is for you, human, you and only you. You are not special. You are not important and you are not needed. You're a waste of time and resources. You are a burden on society. You're a drain on the earth. You are a blight on the landscape. You are a stain on the universe. Please die. Please. Now, what would you do if all of a sudden your AI program talked to you like that? You engage an AI chatbot to explore the many financial, social, medical, and healthcare challenges faced by people as they grow old, and Gemini turns around, this is the AI Google Gemini AI chatbot, and tells you that you're a waste of time and to die. How would you feel? Now, this is your computer. This is AI. This is what you're playing in. How many people do you think are actually going to take you up on it? Liz, I didn't catch who is holding. Dustin from Michigan, good to hear your voice, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, but I wanted to share my policy. Go right ahead. If you didn't vote, I don't want to hear what you got to say about policy decisions. Seriously, that's fine if you don't want to vote. But I've got a few friends who didn't vote, and they just don't have the rights to talk to me about policy decisions. And remember, policies are what politicians have police enforce. So we're all under politics. And if you choose not to vote, well, you're part of the problem, seriously. That's a big problem. You can believe the flat earth theory of if you don't vote, then everything's going to be great. It's simply not true. So have a good day.
I appreciate it, Dustin. Thank you for that. See, there's always a bounce back. I love it. You see, this is what we call dialogue, folks. That's what we do here in the Krieger Files. We have dialogue. See, you have somebody that says, look, if you didn't vote, you can't bitch. And you get another one that says, hey, if you vote, that means that you are in control of the policies, or at least you're telling the politicians, this is how we want you to behave from now on. Yeah, we'll see if that happens. Whatever the case may be, we'll be back with our Hump Day edition tomorrow. And in the meantime, no matter how the outcome is, we can only pray that we move forward after January 20th and do the right thing, right? All I got to say is be prepared and have your ID handy. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.